And now, words and their stories from VOA Learning English. One of the best things about traveling to a new country is learning about new traditions and customs. They can be very different from our own. When visiting a foreign country, it is smart to follow the local social rules and customs of the people who live there. This can make your stay easier and more enjoyable. Today, we talk about fitting in with the way local people do things. We talk about an expression that goes all the way back to ancient Rome. When in Rome, do as the Romans do. This expression means that when we visit a place, we should follow the customs and norms of that place. This expression shows an attitude or mindset. You are willing to change your way of doing things to fit in with those around you. The place does not have to be a new country. It can simply be a new situation or environment. For example, let's say you usually speak very loudly. But when visiting an art museum or library, you whisper in a low voice. You follow the rules of that place. When in Rome, English speakers often shorten this expression to "when in Rome." This expression has another meaning. When you are in an unfamiliar situation, you should follow the lead of those who know the rules. These people know how to behave with others. They know how to play the game. They know how to work within the system. They don't do things differently. They blend in. But what does Rome have to do with following other people's customs? Several websites describe how the expression may have begun. And if they are correct, this expression is very old. Here is how the story goes. During the time of the Roman Empire, more than 1,500 years ago, a Christian leader, St. Augustine, moved from Rome to Milan. Once in the new city, he found some parts of religious life to be different. For example, in Rome, he fasted, or did not eat, on Saturday. But in Milan, people did not fast on Saturday. Another church leader, St. Ambrose, gave him some advice. St. Ambrose said that when he goes to Rome, he fasts on Saturdays. But when he is in Milan, he does not. Problem solved. This good advice, or proverb, has survived over the years. Some word experts say it first appeared in English around 500 years ago. But we still use it to this day, either to give advice or to describe a situation where we have to change our behavior to fit in. Let's hear another example.
How was your trip to see your brother's family?
It was really fun. Different, but fun.
How is it different?
Well, they live in the country and love to hunt and fish. So that's what I did all week. It was great.
I'm so surprised. I didn't think you were the outdoorsy type.
I'm not, but when in Rome.
With that attitude, it's no wonder you had a fun trip.
And that's all the time we have for this Words and Their Stories. Until next time, I'm Anna Mateo.